From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Tents have gone up around the main square in the capital of Belarus, and several hundred young demonstrators are setting up camp for an around-the-clock vigil. They are protesting Sunday's presidential elections and trying to emulate Ukraine's Orange Revolution. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Minsk.
It began late Monday night after a demonstration of around 5,000 people started to disperse. A group of young Belarusians began setting up around 15 tents for an all-night sit-in in the freezing cold. At the same time, police were arresting opposition organizers, including top leader Anatoly Lebedko, elsewhere in the city. The demonstrators on Oktyabrskoye Square acted spontaneously. 27-year-old Dmitry Fomenko said he was afraid police would break up the demonstration, but not as much as he feared another Lukashenko presidency. He said he'd stay through the night.
Our friends will come in the morning. Others will arrive tomorrow evening. We'll stand here through shifts. My wife's coming with hot tea.
The demonstrators say strongman President Alexander Lukashenko's re-election on Sunday in rigged voting cannot stand. Lukashenko has ruled Belarus with an iron fist for 12 years. During the campaign, he shut down all independent media and arrested hundreds of opposition organizers. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe yesterday called the election a farce. Alexander Milinkevich was the opposition's main candidate in the elections and the protesters' leading symbol. Addressing the crowd, the bearded former physics professor repeated his call for new elections. We're going to fight for freedom. We're going to make our stand here, he said. Then he led chants of Long Live Belarus. Milinkevich said the authorities are remaining in power illegally. The law is on our side, he said. Truth is on our side. Justice is on our side. Faith is on our side. We will persevere. The mood was jovial but tense in the raw, freezing weather. Buses holding riot police blocked some surrounding streets. A group of special forces troops even booked a nearby restaurant for the night. Plainclothes security servicemen in black winter hats manned street corners, filming events on video cameras. Most expected authorities to break up the vigil by force during the early hours. But the protesters made it through the night. This morning, 19-year-old Yana Sanko said more people wanted to come but were afraid. She said the protesters are ready to stay in the square until they're taken away, or they succeed.
We think if we show enough courage and there's an alternative, others will join us.
67-year-old Yadviga Alexeyevna was distributing hot boiled potatoes and other food she says she grew in her own garden. She says after living under the Soviet regime, she wants Belarus to finally be free of dictatorship.
We are coming out here to help because we want to fight against the lies that run so deep here.
Police are detaining individuals in small groups trying to bring blankets, warm clothes, and food to the protesters. One young woman was beaten but released. Alla Danienko managed to arrive with blankets. She says she had to carefully wend her way through back streets.
I told the police, I feel sorry for the people out here. Please let me through. They said, what do you want, for us to take you away?
Only a few dare predict anything will come of the small demonstration. With the press completely controlled by the state, the protesters are relying on foreign media here for the elections to publicize their efforts. Most say it's difficult to imagine many more demonstrators will show up to support what they say is their last-ditch effort to end dictatorship in Belarus. But another large rally is planned for this evening, and the few braving the wet snow in their tiny tent city say they believe thousands will come out again. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Minsk.